Please be a little bit quiet, babies. Thank you. That's good. All right. So today I thought we could really use, it's not simple so much, but kind of a fundamental little experience utilizing the acrostic as we do. I know, Carson, I know you like that. And the acrostic is a way to guide ourselves through different states, calling in different states. And I felt that one thing we could kind of use, we've done a reset before, and I don't recall what words were, what states were called in the last time that I did reset with the Mystic Arts Academy folks, but I'm pretty sure this will be different. I didn't go back and research it either. I'm like, just show me the different states that we could utilize today. So what I mean by that is that with the word reset, will be those will be the offering, an R, a state that begins with R. Then we'll move into the next state. As we've fully brought that one in, we'll move to the next state, which begins with the word, is a word that begins with E. And so it'll just go down through reset. Does that make sense? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? I'm just kind of generally explaining it. All right, cool. Well, let's do it then. So I'm going to turn off my video. And if for any reason it goes out, you know, but my internet has been more stable here. And in addition to that, Brian is not working online. I think that makes a big difference. So I affirm it should be just fine. I will turn on some music for us. Go. And there's our music starting. And as we begin, just allow that lulling experience of the music to begin to shift your energy. Letting the resonant tones find all of the areas of your being that are reaching out for something, some connection, soothing, activating, whatever seems right. And as you focus on the music and on my voice, let's take those three big, deep breaths. Three big, deep breaths. And if they haven't already, on one of those breaths, eyes will close. And celebrating life as you draw in these breaths and allowing the expansion the element of air to bathe and awaken your inner being. And as your breath returns to its natural pace and continuing to become easier and easier, the signal is sent to the being that it is time to go within and setting the intention now to activate states of being that are highly beneficial, highly beneficial for you. As a being in the natural realm and a being that exists in the realm of spirit. And so how we call forth these states of being will utilize the energy of your spirit, which is the sensing, the feeling, and that feeling nature. As you activate the different state, you will feel it and it will become one with you. And so your spirit will feel it toward you and it will become one with your whole nature. And to begin to sink deeper into this practice now, let's just do a grand body scan. Like a laser beam of awareness starting at the top of the head. And this laser beam of awareness is there just to soothe, calm, relax, and open up the whole being. And in this, we will utilize the physical being to open up to spirit. And so now as you observe, as you witness this laser beam moving down now from the very top of the head to all around the crown and allowing yourself to sink into a comfortable and very pleasant feeling space, even if there are any discomforts or tension, that this allowance will easily shift it to the point of perspective where there is a pleasing, a serene, a comfortable state, a comfortable being within your body. And now, welcoming the comfort and the calm and relaxation down around all of the back of the head and over the facial muscles, over the jaw. Scanning down now, deepening the focus around the neck and the shoulders. Welcoming the soothing and calming sensation. Giving permission for any tension to be released effortlessly down over the arms, simultaneously over the top of the chest and the top of the back, over the shoulders, over the forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers, over the abdominal section, moving this soothing, calming, relaxing energy down around the belly, the core. Perhaps it's like a warm and nurturing sensation over the hips, down around the thighs and quadriceps, moving down and feeling a grounding sensation to a connecting to the magic energy of the earth, down the knees, shins and calves, ankles, feet and toes. And here we feel that deep relaxation now, welcoming it in. However it finds you, by the law of grace, your welcome allows grace to find you. And so opening up a sacred space that is filled with grace, the transitional energy from one state to another. And so this container, built by grace now, will help you as you feel toward you these states of being. And each of these states build upon one another to create a grand reset, like a rebirth, coming present, connecting with the eternal, ever unfolding now. and feeling the pleasant pattern of your breath now. Calling to you, feeling toward you our first state. Release. Release. Understanding that anything that you release at this time is easily given over to spirit and to nature. And you partner with spirit and nature as you release. Feeling that sort of sinking down into the comfort, or perhaps it's a lightening and a lifting up, whatever you are experiencing, as you call toward you that wonderful state of release, whatever you experience is just right for you. And perhaps on your next cycle of breath, as you release the exhale, you'll allow spirit and nature to draw out that which is in your highest good to release. Identified with this energy of release, feel toward you, call to you the next energy, the state of being of ease. Ease. Having fully and deeply released now, it is so easy. So easy to sink into the energy of ease. And wondering perhaps what it looks like or feels like when your life force energy can move more efficiently in a more aligned manner when you are at ease. To ponder, if I am at ease, I am at one with the universal energies, ease. How pleasant it feels when you are in this state of ease. This state of ease makes it so natural for you to feel toward you our next state of being, surrender. To surrender to love, to life, to perfect natural synchronism. Surrendering to the natural organizing principle of the universe. How the stars and planets move in their orbits. Surrendering to those orbits. Surrendering to the dance that has already been set up lovingly. Carefully, expertly by creator energy. And you are welcome to affirm how you are willing to surrender to source energy, surrendering to the benevolent universe. Like a babe surrendering to the cradle of her mother's arms. This is a natural state, this surrender, bringing you into that perfect synchronism, your birthright. And with this energy, this state of being of surrender, you naturally can feel within your heart, within your inner being, the energy to expand. How pleasant to expand once you have surrendered. It is so clear that the universe desires your expansion, and so, by the principle of love, allow yourself to expand. That positive, life-giving energy of love, of creativity, expand from your heart center. You may sense this feeling of to expand, and how this makes you one with the universe and makes you one with the will of the universe. Continuing to expand, we feel toward us the next state of being, and that is trust. Trust in this container, this sacred space held by the law of grace. Trust is this exciting and comforting at once, activating energy, trusting the process, trusting the next breath as you do, trusting the next heartbeat, trusting that the benevolent, omnipotent source energy ever has its eye on you, and so trust comes so easily. In fact, as you feel this energy of trust deeply into your being, you recognize that this is an act of love to trust. Your relationship with the universe, like all other healthy and beneficial relationships, have a strong core of trust. These energies to simultaneously anchor into your being, to be resourced at all and any time. Release. Ease. Surrender. Expand. Trust. As these states inhabit your vibration, together they create a grand reset, a calling to the now. And recognizing the container of grace that allows this to perpetually unfold, sealing this work now with gratitude, deep gratitude, and a deep breath in on gratitude and a long and abundant sigh. Exhale. And wrapping this experience with appreciation. Appreciation now. Allowing this whole experience to glow so brightly that your vibration now can shift and change. Shift and change you and any space, any place, and anyone that is in your presence. This is how energy works now, and so your appreciation allows this experience to echo in all eternity. And when you're ready, you can easily and gently come back to this space. If you like, you can continue to have your meditation on your own, fully activating and expanding in all of these energies. How are you guys doing?
That was great. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I pulled a card at noon today, and I'm trying to find it here. And it was
Hi, Kathy.
Divine Grace and the Law of Efficiency.
Wow. Oh, I said both of those words, didn't I?
You did.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's amazing. That's wild, isn't it? Never get over it, right? You never get it. And synchronicity. So there's a synchronicity. You talked about synchronicity too. Boom. Delilah, you are
divine grace and the law of efficiency.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is brilliant.
32.
I love it.
You said it numerous times.
Yeah. You can't write this shit, as they say. Or actually, sometimes what I say is that the synchronicity is so like strong. I'm like, actually, you can't write a movie this way because it would be bad writing. No, that doesn't happen. Thank you for pulling that card, Patty. That's so awesome. How are you, Kathy? Nice to see you. Oh, you're muted. You can unmute
Better.
Yourself. Better? Good.
But I've been through a kind of funky phase. I don't even know what name to put to it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but I'm so much better now. I feel more like me.
Oh, good.
I've been kind of off the grid, so I haven't been in the group for a while.
Good to
but
see
I'm
that.
Back. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, you can go to the student portal and you can watch class replays, and there's all kinds of meditations we've been doing. You can watch the replays or download those. So That's so nice to see you, though. It's great to feel that beautiful heart of yours.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. It's like walking out of a cave into sunlight.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, and we're all kind of still in a cave right now with the what's going on globally, but I'm glad personally you're leading the charge on it. Good to see you. I'm glad you're well. All right, guys. Well, I will get this replay up sometime.